This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
G'day everybody, this is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name is Jack Geelan. These are our own opinions. And we've got Jenny here, the beautiful Jenny.
Okay, I just wanted to contradict you and hello everybody. These are your opinions, Jack. Remember that.
It has to be ours. Jenny. That's right. Okay. Come on.
Sometimes.
And then we've got Jeff.
And I'll be having my opinion today too. Peace
John.
Be with you.
And John,
Wainoa,
the surrogate
and
king.
Judge Goldiger.
Yeah, with credible evidence. Thank you.
Now, I don't need your imaginary friends. I need a worldwide revolution. Vox populi, vox deo, the voice of the people is the voice of God. Now, I interviewed Steve Evans and Paul Zentfield on Monday.
Oh, how are my babies?
Wonderful.
How are
They're down in Wellington at the moment on receiving the report from the Royal Commission, focusing on keeping the government accountability. Government accountable with 250,000 child abuse cases.
So good old Paulo, my mate Paulo, and Steve, are they pitching any legislation to Parliament?
They are. Paul is has a redressing task force rallying the troops. He's asking the question, is the medical council apologising?
Yep.
He's also been in Geneva stopping torture and the trafficking in children.
Paul?
Yeah, Paul Zentfield.
Oh, so he's been in Switzerland. Wow.
Yeah, And he's calling for a boycott of trade in 194 countries to do with the UN. And did you realise we're the first country to acknowledge the guilt of having blood on our hands with all the 250,000 victims? We're the first country to say we're sorry. And
to the victims of the Lake Alice massacre.
Of all the trauma and everything.
We do know that the Crown was the first to say sorry to the Māori people, well, the indigenous of our country.
Yeah.
The first in the world were the Māori people to be apologised to.
Yeah, I don't want to be a bit of a stick in the mud, but sorry seems to be a bit of a shallow word sometimes.
Yeah, well, it is. Word. I mean, we're going to hear the result. There's going to be a report, and apparently we're supposed to be doing another interview on outcomes on Friday. That's if you're still around with us.
Oh, no, honey, I'm going to be there. I told you they're my babies.
Yeah.
I like those guys.
Now, the Trilateral Commission is creating a new world order. Rockefeller started new international economic order, Agenda 21 and Agenda 30. Now, it's interesting that this article here, Bilderberg 2024, Engineering War and Subverting Politics, Technology, Big Pharma and Media. There they are around the round table, the annual shadowy confab Bilderberg met in Madrid, Spain from May 20 to the 2nd of June. So don't tell me they haven't conspired together on world rulership, on making war and making money out of drones and weaponry. Don't tell me they're not doing that, because they are.
Okay, there's, we won't. All right, okay.
Also, there's they want to have supranational control. We're in between two ages, a World Bank, IMF, and we're going into digital currency very soon. And there's also private-public partnerships to dismantle sovereignty. So when you're talking about locally with the council, what's going on with the 15-minute cities and everything, this is not conspiracy. It is happening as we sit here. We're talking about a digital currency.
I think you, Matua, brushed upon the Great Reset.
Yes, that's what I'm going to explain.
Yeah. Do you want to talk a little bit about the Great Reset today?
Yeah, so I want you to talk about we are sovereign, so hit it. Okay,
so I'd just like 6 minutes of quiet Well, yep. Because I'm a judge and a native magistrate court.
Yeah, okay, let's...
Acting for the sovereign Protestant church. Native magistrate King's Bench Court, King William the III, a Protestant church sovereign. He's the sovereign. That man there. The native sovereign court of New Zealand appoints the Protestant church King Jack Liam sovereign. New Zealand Town Crier Court Sheriff for King Jack as Dean Murray Confederation 1835 Corporation Flag.
Yeah.
Donovan Waituru as Court Army General, second in command to his father, the General of the Army of New Zealand.
So you're talking about a Kaitiaki Army and Home Guard.
I've got it. No. Hang on. Wait till I finish. Murray Powerhouse Bank of England. Stock Exchange, that's our bank, the Protestants' bank. Moai, Powerhouse Bank of England, Stock Exchange has no crypto. It's right. The Bank of England that's King William III put together. And the pound note.
So how are you applying this in currency today?
I'll explain it in a minute. Wait till I finish. So that's the one. Chip coin and the digital currency.
Yep.
And the pound note folding cash money. That's all going ahead because the Rothschilds are still running the Bank of England and the London Exchange. That's where we go. We don't go with
so
the
when they bring in digital currency
it goes there, and
it's going to happen.
Yeah.
How do we identify our own currency?
That's the pound note. That's what's ours. We got the right to use the pound note here in sub partnership with our Confederation flag and the British flag partnership contract. It's a contract. And nobody else in the world has got a king flag of Dutch origins. The New Zealand is Dutch. It's not German. It's not Greek.
Yeah.
It's not Roman. It's Dutch.
Yes.
So we're talking about over here our green dollars, which is trade and exchange.
Mm-hmm.
We're also talking about people growing their own vegetables.
Yep.
And the System Farm Act could be doing away with the taonga, herbs and minerals and this sort of thing. So I think people want to know how they can be prepared to set up their own alternative currency.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what they want to know.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. So Pope is sovereign of his crypto.
Yep.
His crypto is fiat. It's laundered money. And they're turning it into another new cash US dollar called Ripple Net.
Oh.
It's the cash.
Okay.
And they're backing the Ripple Net cash with fiat money, laundered money, money to back money, not gold.
Oh, because it shifts, okay.
It goes
so
up in value.
When you're talking about the three banks, you've got Washington, you've got the Vatican, and you've got England. And it seems as though they're controlling the currencies of the world because I've noticed even in a religious context that they seem to go for people with a lot of money and this sort of thing. Okay. And we're not taking care of the poor of common people in our own society. And that's where we need to elevate the status of all people and have a currency that relates to everyone.
This is what's happened. The Pope and his sovereign has taken all the birth certificates. He's bought Ancestral.com for $4.7 million.
Yep. Oh, really?
Billion. Yep. Yeah. He owns everybody. Sovereign is the value of you. They're making you into crypto value. And so your wallet is your value now. And Winston Peters, the government, is already on the way. They said the train has left.
Yep.
It's Rosie Rio. You've got to listen because you're going to have no money. Mm. When you go to bank,
so are you saying there with cryptocurrency that in a sense there's a good side to it and a bad side?
Yep. It's evil what the Pope has done. It's evil because it's forcing you to accept his crypto. And what's he going to do? Black out. Your computer's going to black out soon. They're going to black out.
So you're suggesting the Pope is buying into crypto?
No, he owns it.
Oh, wow.
He owns the sovereign.
He owns
everybody's birth certificate. He owns the sovereign of his Catholic church.
Oh, wow.
It's Catholic church versus his Protestant church. And he's the Protestant Dutch. He's got control over him.
All need to wear our own crown. That's what's saying.
No, you've got the crown. Only one crown. Don't have people wearing
the individual,
crown.
The sovereign.
You've got the crown. I'm telling you, I'm running the court to Britain.
Yeah.
I've got the authority to run the court.
Wow, that's honestly, Mata, that's like one of the best ones we've had on the show.
Yes, well, he said, know who you are, and there he is. He's the king with the crown on his head.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus.
This man is the sovereign.
I'm a surrogate. Okay. I'm a surrogate king.
Yes.
He's the king.
Yes.
Right. Now, I asked Simon over here.
That lines up with the studies, John. I'll just go home now. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye, Judge Goldacre.
Artificial juristic construct. Everyone's birth certificate. I own everyone, everything. Take away your sovereignty. Send everyone hell. Thanks, Mr. Pope.
You sound like the mad butcher.
So in terms of being constitutional marshals, are you a constitutional marshal, Simon?
I am, corrected by Mr. Donovan, I am a marshal sheriff. And now I have all that jurisdiction. Man, am I going to use it?
Whose government are you going to use? That's the trouble. Which government?
There's only one King Jesus.
There's only one.
The kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hello, Jesus.
They're running the Pope's crypto. And they made us, forcing us to do it. Now I'm going to finish this off.
Oh,
my wife found King William III War Powers Act. That's what you're using, Jack. The King Jack Lynn. The King Jack... Jack Liam, Native Sovereign's People. Those are your sovereign's people, these people here and these people. Those are your sovereigns. You have to claim them, and I'll do all the documents. I've got all the documents.
Wonderful.
Versus the Pope. It's King Jack Liam, Native Sovereign People, versus Pope, Catholic Church, crypto.
Ah.
Ponzi.
Paying me an honour here.
Ponzi cash.
Yeah.
And BlackRock. J.P. Morgan, Rosie Rios, she's the director of Ripple and India, New World Order, crypto sovereign. That's crypto sovereign.
Wow.
And it's big. I know everything. I know
everything. Remind me of that film,
Aragon. They're alien invaders. They're foreign immigrants. They're on your land, on your native land. And you have to deal with their fiat cash with your pound note cash. That's in the London Stock Exchange.
You're safer
to keep your pension and go back into the London. That's where we're going.
Now, with the high praises of God in our hands and a new sword in our hands, we're going to march right up to the victory side, right into Canaan land. Put on your armor.
What are we doing?
Put on your armor. Stand and fight, you sons of Zion, we'll win this battle with great and rejoicing, and we'll praise them more and more. You know, I had a dream where I saw dancing couples in a church with me going to Auckland praying against the high places, because we're seated in heavenly places with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the true church in our heart. You're talking about the religious organizations, which are establishments which want to control the priesthood and everything else. And interesting to note that I said to Catholics at the dinner yesterday, if we don't promote the priesthood of all believers, there'll be more suicides and more family destruction.
Yep.
And one of the guys said to me, a little knowledge is dangerous.
No, he was a
are goyim animals. And they were saying to me, just eat your food. But, I mean, how can we just eat our food when we're being trained to be up to be sent to the death camps? You know what I mean? There's going to be more suicide. We need the priesthood of all believers, where every person acknowledges themselves as a priest, as a king priest. Wouldn't you agree, Jeff?
I'm hearing you, Jack, and I wasn't quite ready then to come in with anything because I'm thumbing through the Bible looking for verse.
Yeah, now, peer support workers for critically ill people. The system is broken. Morgan attempted suicide. That happened this week.
Who's Morgan?
Okay, she was a lady who's a mentally ill lady. Oh. They've had 33,000 visitations to the emergency section of the hospital. The hospital.
Yeah.
Okay. 500 nurses are needed. And Ducey.
Matthew Ducey.
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 Okay. He's pretty superficial because he's not providing any answer for.
No. I put up a post about Mr. Ducey the other day.
Yeah.
And he is now giving a lot of money to private charities and sending out buddy supporters to a lot of EDs and psych wards near you.
Yeah, now did you notice On TV last night, Te Whati Ora is going through cutbacks with 28 billion blowout.
Oh, my goodness.
So they're going to be sacking hundreds of people from Te Whati Ora.
I have something to say.
Yep.
I call for the resignation of the Right Honourable David Seymour.
Yeah. Did you do that?
Honest to goodness.
You'd make a lot of Americans happy.
12 hours in an emergency department.
Yeah.
Because you know how, you guys all know how I've got that cardiovascular thing.
Yeah.
And, oh, I just couldn't believe, like, how sick and sad and tired they were. And the staff was getting harassed by weird Gen Zs. And, oh, Jack, it was hard.
Yeah. So low wages, cause for poverty, housing affordability, and new manager of Te Whati Ora is going to address the bureaucratic blowout. But they'll be sacking hundreds of people, saying that they haven't spent the money wisely or whatever. That's why they've got their new management.
Oh, my goodness.
And Jenny, there's nothing right and honourable about Mr. Seymour. Thank you.
I was going to marry him, but now I just want him gone.
She's still the man.
Now, I sent an email to the Theosophical Society saying from pandemic to plutocracy, the rise of biotech industrial complex, a dystopian unequal future emerging from the ashes. Now, we need a constitutional lawyer to hold them accountable. You can't sell spirituality denying people access to help. Now, I need to let the people know what's going on here with the Theosophical Society. They're stealing our charter
and our lodge. Just a disclaimer, these people, these theosophists, are very close to me and Jack, and we believe that they deserve to have autonomy in their society.
That's right. Now, it's become a Freemasonry fascist organisation. Oh, really? We've got Richard Sal is inflexible, too resistant to change, to alternative approaches, prioritises appearance over substance, concerned with reputation of the experts, without underlying principles, creating culture of fear where people can't speak out. In other words, they want to put a gag on us. A lack of collaboration creates a hostile environment. Is this what's going on? Are we going from pandemic to a plutocracy?
Can I check
the ruling elite take full control?
The one that really gets to me with what you're saying is the Trojan horse, like the mandates have been dropped, everything's gone back to normal. But what I'm getting out of this whole meeting is, no, they're going to come out of their Trojan horse. I'm getting a lot of Mr. Manai here, and they're just, they're the big reset. It's happening, man. It's going to happen. Don't get fooled by the Trojan horse. Start taking out the Trojan horse now.
Now I have a picture of the Pied Piper leading out the rats ordered by the mayor and David Seymour. The far right government is taking us from the poor to give to the rich. Mm-hmm. And so you have the far right Pied Piper. You can see him here in black. And the opposition is Mickey Mouse, and all the rats and mice are following
him. Oh, that's a beautiful, like, Londonized comic.
Right.
Anyway, my mother-in-law said that the recession is looking like it's over.
She's
a qualified psychiatrist and RN.
Well, that's what the problem is with all these professionals.
She's been doing that.
It's not over. Come on, the high cost of living, the high rates, you can't afford homes.
How's about our unemployment rate? Did they create those jobs they promised?
No, it hasn't happened.
So the unemployment rate's still going up and up.
And we've got a prison for kids now.
I've got a picture here of everybody's hero. Here it is, a cartoon, and here's Trump. He's got a sore ear here, and he's looking at an image of himself as God. Thanks, God, always knew you were on my side.
I got a song for him,
Trump.
Jack.
He's against the deep state, abortion, pro-Israel, and the Ten Commandments taught in schools. The scariest deja vu ever.
You
know when they call you a conspiracy theory?
You need a theory.
A conspiracy.
About a conspiracy.
It's because you can see through the crap. and you're a critical thinker. Now, how many people I have found think that he's such a bad guy and it was an evil thing that he's even standing?
Yeah, but some people just swallow the narrative, oh, he's a bad guy, and they've done no research. Come on, bro.
America's a very pretentious state, Jack. They like to pretend.
Yeah, but his name's in Jerusalem, USA.
They went to the moon.
And the last Trump, you know, the seventh angel. So is his name written in prophecy? This is what I say.
666.
And was Crooks a patsy?
That's the number of his building.
As another FBI shot could have been taken from at Trump out at 23 o'clock window. You know when it accident happened?
23 o'clock. So calculate two back and then that's the actual time, is it?
And now what I'm saying is when Trump was shot, there were a number of CIA agents there who were moving people out of the way. They were looking at the building where this patsy was, firing five shots, but they were turning a blind eye to the main shot coming from a window straight ahead.
Wow.
So it could possibly have been an inside job, and this is what a lot of people are saying. So we're looking at the crackdown of IT computer meltdown happened this week.
Yeah.
Using genocide, putting no value in humanity, empowering right-wing fascists. Trump and Putin are opposed to the New World Order. Could they be the heroes of society now?
Oh, goodness, Jacobus.
Yeah, no, tell me I'm wrong.
No, Trojan horse. Hang on, just make the Trojan horse on the chessboard.
Mr. Trump lives on borrowed money, so you could say living on borrowed time when it comes to this New World Order.
Yeah.
Oh, my Jacobus. Oh, my.
So Steve Evans and Paul Zentfield will be down there today and they'll be receiving the report from the Royal Commission focusing on keeping government accountable. And also Paul Zentfield will be has a redressing task force. He'll be rallying the troops down there. This is a big happening.
Yeah.
Because they'll be receiving the report.
I hear that Brian Tamaki's people have jumped on board.
Have they?
Yes.
And they'll be there also.
What a surprise.
Yeah. They'll be asking, is the medical council apologising? Paul was in Geneva stopping torture and trafficking in children. I mean, this has been evil, you know.
He's been to Geneva once and he's planning to go back, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's the Catholic Church stating here, stop the abuse. We acknowledge that the abuse of people in the care of the church is real and the failures of church leaders in responding to reports are real. The impacts of these are present today for survivors, their whānau, for faith communities and for society. But why ask the question, if they're dealing with the abuse, why isn't the Catholic Church allowing for the priesthood of all believers? Why don't they acknowledge that we're all priests, headship believers, and counterpart bride of Christ? Isn't that a form of abuse where
Jacobus.
People can't access spirituality, can't know the Lord Jesus Christ, and they can't be priests?
Look at me. Do you know my opinion on the Catholic Church, Jack?
Like, I have bishops in the family.
I don't like it.
I like priests.
I don't like the diocese.
They're a corporation,
sorry,
man. Come on.
Are you telling me they're a corporation? This is what John and Waitara.
You want to tell me about the Catholic Church, honey? Let's go.
The Catholic Church
has... You just have to understand who's got the money.
Come on.
Who's got the guns? They win. The guns win, the money wins.
The front of every Catholic church is a graven image. Thou shalt not live.
I have just had my birthday and a reunion with the family.
I had to acknowledge
that I said to my brothers, okay, this is why I stood up for fathers' rights campaigners, and this is why I stood up for the priesthood of all believers many years ago, and they attacked me on it.
Jack, what do you think we're heading for civil war?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
The civil war that we need is what I said.
Purpose, Jack?
I don't only need your imaginary friends, I need a worldwide revolution. We need a revolution because when the peasants were revolting, you remember over in France, and you couldn't even steal a loaf of bread. Why? Because the Catholic Church and all the authorities were holding them at ransom. And what was that princess who had the gold slippers or whatever?
Cinderella? Excuse me.
Can we just keep it real? And she lost her head because they brought out the chopping block, didn't they?
King Henry's missus.
No, you're not with it. You've got to know history, what really happened there.
I'm sorry, it's not.
You
don't
know what dates have you got?
They should bring out the chopping block when it comes to wine.
What I'm saying is, if we don't have an uprising in this country and a standing up for true sovereignty and the common law sovereigns and real currency, as John Wataa is saying here, that is going to be so much suicide, and this is what I was told by the Black Madonna, that unless all the tribes worked in together, unless people came together and rose up and consented with one another to form a new revolution, the whole world was going to go down. Okay. And it's happening now. People are attacking one another. People don't know their rights. People are asleep, you know what I mean, within our society.
People's
and as digital currency, as digital currency comes in, as we move from the pandemic to plutocracy and organizations taking full control at a top level, the evil is going to abound within all quarters of our society. And I'm asking
there.
People, when are you going to wake up to being a common law sovereign? When are you going to wake up to human rights, to who you really are?
So sovereign is what you're worth, money. That's what the Pope is, sovereign of his money. And you're Dutch, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you're Protestant of your money in the Bank of England, which is the London Exchange. Why didn't they go crypto? You know why? Because they're not that dumb to do that. You can go there and you put your money in there safe. If you go and put it in the crypto, it's going to disappear. You're going to lose it.
But if a woman woman loves you, I want a woman to love me for my heart, not for the amount of money I have in the bank, although money is going to be an important transaction in the future. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, but as a sovereign, we need to know where our rights come from, the throne rights of King Jesus.
Can I do a quick Bible verse, Jack?
Yeah, cut to the quick, brother. Come on.
Okay, then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by a law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. Or is God the God of the Jews only? Or is he not the God of Gentiles also? Yes, of Gentiles also.
And you're talking about spiritual Israelite there, aren't you?
You know.
When it comes to natural Israel, I mean, we're not taking sides here, but, you know, we are against the crimes against humanity, aren't we? The killing going on in Gaza.
It's even in the Torah, thou shalt not murder, so they're not Jews.
And the question must be asked, that false jury, were they a part of the engineering war and subverting politics, technology, big pharma and media event that went on in June this year? Look at the guests in attendance, the entities they represent and the interconnecting links. Is a fascinating experience. There's no way this is not a conspiracy when politicians, CEOs and mega corporations, journalists and other luminaries are literally colluding behind closed doors and secret meetings.
So who is this going on? Who does Westminster swear their oath to? Can you tell me that one, any of you?
Yes.
Who do they swear their oath
to? They should have swear it to the Lord Jesus Christ and the King of Kings.
But who do they swear their oath of office to now?
I don't know.
The Muslims.
Yeah,
they've
yeah.
taken over England, and yeah. all the English people are on the street.
Wow.
And that's the way the Pope did it. The Pope
Thanks,
did it.
Charlie boy. There's,
we're going to be creating ghettos in Flipping the future. And that's what's happening. If people don't
Church
rise
created
up.
Created the Quran and put Muhammad in as an imposter in the first place, so.
These are our own opinions.
That's for sure.
I've been looking into all of this philosophical Abrahamic religion stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And wow, I'm so fascinated. So you mean to tell me that the whole world began because of, was it Sarah's second wife syndrome or something?
Yeah, well, he had two wives, Hagar.
And Sarah.
Sarah's the true wife.
Ishmael and Isaac.
She depicts the New Jerusalem and us being married to Christ. We're children of the free woman,
you know,
not the bond woman.
Is.
Not really.
All these things are parable.
Who created the money in the first place?
Okay, we've got 20 seconds to go. Jenny, I hope all goes well with you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, yes, we pray for your healing. You'll be all right. Thank you very much.
Amen.
Thank you very much, John, for coming along on the show today. Yeah, thank you, Simon. Bye-bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.